looking back through the files of the Bunyip once more, and this is for today's date is Wednesday, the 23rd of April, 2025. My name is Kay, and I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're once again in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in this beautiful building, a lovely historic part of Gawler. We're very lucky to be able to use it. And we've got Julie working away in the background as one of the volunteers with the Cultural Heritage Centre. And she's waving. And I'll kick off with 150 years ago, and it's once again mining. Barossa Mining News. Lady Alice Mine, the manager, reports on the 20th inst that during the past fortnight, 220 tonnes of quartz have been crushed, yielding 200 ounces and 5 pennyweights of smelted gold, and between 7 and 8 tonnes of copper have been sent to the port smelting works. I would say probably they were doing better with copper than they were doing with gold at that point.
Yes, probably.
It just doesn't sound like much, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Ah, dearie me. But the old gold, it made a huge difference to the economy of the colony.
Well, people loved gold. Gold just had a...
I still do. It's still a very robust investment. In fact, a few years ago I was going to invest in some gold, and then all the pundits were saying, oh, gold's finished as an investment, and it dropped and dropped, and then it bounced back, and now it's one of the best performing investments. So I'll wait until it drops again, then I might actually buy some.
100 years ago, government housing scheme. The executive of the South Australian branch of the Australian Labor Party decided recently to ask the government, through the Minister of Housing, the Honourable W.J.A. Denny, to cease demanding interest on houses under the 1,000 Homes Scheme until the persons to whom they had been allocated had entered into occupation, and that the interest accrued should be included in the weekly repayment. Right, so obviously they were charging interest before the houses were ready for occupation.
Well, it's a bit tough.
Which is, really well.
Yeah, that's how some people get rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was...
In this case, it's the government. So they're not supposed to get rich at the expense of the...
Some houses.
...population.
Unless someone... Oh, that's probably, my goodness.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. 50 years ago, $75,000 nursery is rejected. And Elizabeth Mann, who wants to make Gawler the flower-growing centre of the nation, has been refused permission by Gawler Town Council to erect 8 hemispherical structures on land in Dawkins Avenue, Williston. He is Mr G.J. Knight of Knight's Rose Nurseries, who wrote to council seeking this approval for the project, estimated to cost $75,000. Of course, Knight's Rose is still thriving out on the... Gawler Belt.
Yes,
out Gawler, on the way out Gawler to... Belt, Gawler, well, Hillier,
Evanston
really.
Evanston Gardens,
what's the name of the road? Double-barreled name. Should know it.
Drive along it.
I drive along it every time I come to Gawler.
Yes. 25 years ago, it's more than roads, footpaths. Gawler Deputy Mayor Tony Piccolo issued 2 more policies on the campaign trail for the mayoral election last week. Challenging sitting Mayor Bruce Istick for the top job, Councillor Piccolo's most recent policies address social and business matters. He issued a policy addressing care of senior citizens at a recent meeting of the Gawler Senior Citizens Association. The policy titled Building Communities states that councils need to provide more than just roads and footpaths if we are to live in a safe and supportive community. And I'm just hesitated slightly because there's a typo there.
Oh, there's a few typos in it. I think you've got to... But anyway, it's the stories there. And there's a photo of Gawler resident Ruby Harding, who met with him on the campaign trail previous week. I remember Rudy. She was actually a very strong member of the Labor Party at the time. So that stands to reason.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I remember
very,
Ruby,
very
yes.
Very active.
Yes. I was thinking when I saw the name it was familiar. Now I remember who Ruby was, yes.
Well,
yes,
because I worked on the other side. You got to know who was on the other side. It was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was quite a character, Ruby.
She was.
She was a great character.
10 years ago, big crowds expected. Gawler will remember the 17 local men who lost their lives on the shores of Gallipoli 100 years ago during its centenary Anzac Day dawn service this Saturday. The service will also commemorate the efforts of the many other locals who served in World War I. Gawler RSL sub-branch president Hanno Cohn said it will be a once-in-a-lifetime event that would pay tribute to the sacrifices made by many local men and women. It's so true.
And, yes. And it was so... Like, I went to Gallipoli when I was about 19, really before tourism had taken off. And just I just remember at 19 looking at Anzac Cove and thinking, how could they have got up those cliffs? Mm. That's impossible. What? Mm. Why did they land them there? Mm. And apparently, when they landed the men there, they hadn't actually seen the location when they planned it all. And when in, I think it was about September or October, Kitchener finally went down and looked at the cliffs and said, oh, get them off. Cancel this campaign. This is impossible.
I think
so they
was,
didn't know.
Yeah.
They were asking them to do the impossible.
And I also read somewhere once that they actually were landed in the wrong place. They were meant to land further up or down the peninsula.
Yes.
But really it was, I think the campaign was more a distraction.
It was designed to relieve pressure from the Western Front. But even so, they were hoping to draw the Germans down to push through. So their plan was that they could push through to Constantinople. But they thought they'd be up, scaled the cliffs and on their way to Constantinople within a few days.
Yeah.
But they couldn't because the cliffs were unscalable.
They were
you
awful.
Can't land an army with cliffs with an enemy at the top with machine guns.
Mm. It was murder.
It's murder.
It's
and that's
absolute
all
murder.
It was
yeah.
absolute murder.
Yeah, lost some very fine people there.
Yes, yeah.
And all
Kitchener,
of the walls.
When Kitchener saw it, he said, we could never have taken this the way we did. It was a colossal error.
Yeah, it was. And that was Churchill, wasn't it?
Yes. That
was one of his disasters.
Yes.
It was probably his biggest disaster. So that's all for this week, Jeanette.
Yes.
And because we're recording this on a Thursday, it's Anzac Day tomorrow, so commemorate again.
Yes.
It's not a celebration, it's just a commemoration.
No, it's not a celebration, it's a commemoration.
So we'll speak next week.
Until next week.
For all life's signs.